There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Okay, it is 8:06 on this.
That is so great.
That is, what the hell was he thinking? I mean, what? This is so great.
Yeah, it is.
Can't get fooled again.
It is 8:06 here in Conway. Two locations for Luxury Pool and Spa celebrating their 50th anniversary. You've got 5 Stanford Road here in Conway, which is really Highway 65. And then you've got 510 South Arkansas Avenue in Russellville. Great to have Andrea and Jeremy hanging out with us. And, of course, Jeremy's brother Shane is a partner, too. And he's out working. But we'll continue to talk about all the deals. $50,000 in giveaways. 50% off the things, a lot of things in the store. You guys are giving matching donations for two great causes.
Correct.
And then what was the other, there was another thing you guys were going to do about breakfast, I think.
So,
right?
Yes. So, and I do want to say Russellville stores normally open 9 to noon on Saturday, but they will be open 9 to 2 this Saturday.
Gotcha.
The sale.
Gotcha.
But in Conway, for the first 50 people who make a purchase, we're going to buy a breakfast burrito for them from the Arkansas Breakfast Club.
Very nice.
And then both stores will have Kona Ice. We'll be giving Kona Ice away. Little snow cones to bring the kids. They can get some snow cones. And then in Russellville, we'll be serving barbecue pork sandwiches. And in Conway, Centennial Bank is going to be cooking hamburgers and hot dogs. So, got lunch at both, snow cones, and breakfast in Conway. So, be plenty of food. So,
it's going to be a beautiful day, too.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
As
so,
we're
fingers
looking
crossed.
At it. Yep.
Yes.
Maybe a little partly cloudy or partly sunny. 85 degrees. So, it's going to be great here. It's going to be great in Russellville. And for the apple blossom down in Hot Springs, same thing.
And you got racing today starting at first post time, 12:45 day. We'll be there tonight. We'll be doing the show there tomorrow.
Yep.
Get ready for the weekend. I do want to say happy birthday to my buddy Keith Jackson, one of the greatest tight ends. Now, listen, he won a Super Bowl, had a really good NFL career, but his numbers in college were absolutely crazy. Justin and Christian, I don't know if we've had him on over the years, but he averaged they didn't throw the ball very much back then, Roger, and he was at tight end, but he was probably a 6'3", 230.
It was like a safety.
Or 240. But he averaged, I think he may still have the record for yards per catch, at like 23 yards a catch. Every time he caught the ball, it was like a 50, you see, like it was a 30 to 50 yard catch. Anyway,
well, you know, it was kind of like the kid this year, this past year.
Guy? I know you're talking about.
He was from every time South Dakota State or something.
Every time it was a big game.
Yeah.
Well, and Green Bay won the first two Super Bowls, and Keith Jackson, Reggie White, Brett Favre, they were part of the resurgence that made, because they won the Super Bowl, that brought the Packers back to why we think they're still a fantastic franchise.
It had a great
champions.
And boy, those teams for the Eagles were great when he was with all that those guys on defense
Those,
anyway, happy birthday to Keith Jackson. We got to play a little Fact or Crap brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. Daniel and Vanessa Ellison will be at Highway 270 Grill, Justin, next Friday. We couldn't work that out scheduling-wise with you, but we're going to be in your hometown even though you're not going to be there
next
Friday.
Thanks for letting us stick around.
I know.
But we get to stay at the house. A golf tournament is coming up Monday, the Buzz Golf Tournament. Spring golf tournament's going on. You can go to 103.7 The Buzz, see if there's any more openings there. And BuzzBQ. Still got a few openings left for people to do that. Almost crazy that there's anything available, but this thing is next month, so they're letting everybody know, look, don't think it's too late. Go ahead and give them a holler. Look at 103.7 The Buzz.
A couple things, too. I was looking at, we're talking about softball and leading off, because all you guys have kids that are playing that sport. Someone says, at Ella's last game, Justin was yelling, "She's leaving early, Blue! She's leaving early!"
That's an out.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why we used to not be able to do that. I was sort of shocked to hear that you could even. Of course, softball and baseball may be different than the rules, but that's pretty crazy. We'll visit with Melinda Mayo coming up here shortly. It'll be the last time we see her or talk with her as an official Channel 7 employee. That is.
What?
No, we'll keep talking. Rohan Jones. Is that who we're talking about?
Rohan Jones. Yeah.
James.
That's who I was talking about. Or Gaines? Yeah. I don't
know. No, it's Jones.
Know,
Gaines was a defensive player years ago, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, that didn't play for us, I don't think. Or maybe he did.
He did. He was a defensive player.
Okay. 661-1037. Someone said that from the 479. This is from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. And let's get a contestant on to play Factor Crap there. 661-1037. I don't know what we're playing for, Christian.
Kansas probably 38 special.
Kansas 38. So if you want to go to a great concert, 661-1037. Someone said to watch a Bo Jackson documentary last night. He never mentioned Bass.
Of course
he did.
I
feel like he's a bum. He's a bum.
That
That's
was
right.
A low
he
point.
Mentioned me.
Yeah. Like Christian said, that was a low point in his career. He's not going to mention that.
He's not going to mention low points. Jordan wasn't talking about losing in the Last Dance all the time.
He has BDS, Baz Durant. Hey, do you have the, we've got a young man by the name of Wes Sutton that's looking for the Chase Risers. Do you have the Risers?
We do not have any Risers in stock. We can order them, but we do not have any
in stock. They can order them for you, or can they look online and see what you have, or are all Risers the same?
The signature chases, so we have the signature chases, and then we have the deep water chases. So they're actually have a built-in riser.
Gotcha.
But we do not actually carry the signature chaser.
All right, they can get them for you, Wes, if you're looking.
And Justin, every time we walk in this store, I was trying to think, Justin, has Justin been out here with us before?
No.
When you walk in this store, I don't think so.
No.
Your nasal cavities are cleared pretty quickly.
It's bad that I don't smell it.
Yeah. I sort of like the smell.
Well, because we don't smell it every day, and then she forgets about
chemicals.
It.
Chemicals.
Exactly. No, it's a great smell. It's a great smell.
Yeah, by the way, those are discounted too. Do you do?
Smells like summer.
Justin, do you take care of your own pool? You got people taking care of it for you?
No, I used to years ago, but
just too busy.
I got so busy, I'd come home and it'd be green or whatever, and so I'm like. We need to just
live in that guest house.
Get somebody
to live in the guest house.
Get somebody to do it.
Someone says here, can get Roger after hearing Roger and Christian sing. Somebody says, what about Roger singing the cattle call song? Let's say,
oh.
Here you go. Very nice. Thank you.
Impressive.
You know, Justin, I think what I need to do, because
when did you take your pants
because
off?
I can't sing, Andrea. I want to schedule maybe once.
That's unreal. Can y'all see that on camera?
Once every few months, Roger and Christian and I get in our car, and we drive to Poland, and we go in Poland's,
Justin is saying, as long as it's on a Friday.
We go in Justin's man cave. We just
leave a little something for it.
Let the music begin and let me document.
Yeah,
and just it's almost like Elvis, you know, the Elvis old documentaries where it was after you get through with the concert, they'd hang around.
You're not Baz Luhrmann.
I'm Baz Luhrmann.
Maybe I should set us up a stage. kind of like the Chuck E. Cheese band.
Do you have any animatronics?
He has cameras and lighting in another room that we can bring in there.
Yeah, listen,
this is true.
I can bring my drum kit.
That's used for a different type of video.
I will document the magic that will happen. I mean, you get three amazing voices that will come together.
Well,
one's 29, one's 42, one's 62.
Absolutely amazing. All three.
Yeah. It is. Well, it is. It's
I got to be honest with you. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, so we've talked about naming them. We have a new. You've heard of the Highwaymen?
Yeah.
Who are the Highwaymen?
Chris Jefferson, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash.
And this is called the Radioman.
This is the Radioman.
Did you say Johnny Cash twice?
He said twice.
Wayland.
Wayland Jennings. You know what? That's my Bush moment right there.
Someone says have Roger Justin sing the Dean Martin Ricky Nelson from John Wayne.
You know, we can do that.
What is that one?
That is Dean Martin singing by the rolling Rio Bravo.
That's from Rio Bravo, right?
I don't know that one. That may be a Christian
Bravo.
Do you hear Christian thought? How does Christian add
John Wayne Dean Martin?
Which was remade into
Ricky Nelson.
Remake
and,
twice.
Who did get up dip dip? Who was that guy?
Yeah, that's the famous
Walter Brennan.
Walter Brennan.
Yeah, those are in there.
I'm good.
Real
yeah, you're you're right, Baz. Like, Christian is, like, mind-blowing. Like, he makes me feel really, really stupid.
Roger?
I'm, like, old enough to be his dad, and I have no idea what the hell he's talking about half the time.
He's throwing out real
right. El Dorado. Hey, and Rio Wobo. Those were the remakes.
El Dorado.
Yeah.
El Dorado was
He's 29. Listen, Justin. They start singing that song yesterday. I'm looking at the Christian thinking, well, he's gonna fade off now because he didn't know the words.
Every darn word.
Yeah, he knows it.
Christian, do you just do nothing but read?
sort of. I actually watch or listen to a lot of YouTube videos. Like, I don't do anything without listening to something, usually.
I mean, have you ever had your IQ tested?
I have not. I don't know if I'm, like, actually that smart or if I just know a bunch of useless information.
I bet you're like Mensa. Fun fact that I read today. As a matter of fact, either this morning or last night, it was about Rio Bravo and Dean and John Wayne in that movie. John Wayne, they said in this article, did Rio Bravo as a movie to go against Gary Cooper in High Noon, which is a famous classic movie. Did you see that same thing?
So he hated High Noon, didn't he?
He hated High Noon because it made the sheriff it made the sheriff look weak by going around asking for help. And in Rio Bravo, he's telling everybody, I don't need your help. I got everything to take care of. You need to be stronger. Now, I don't know if that's AI or whatever, but you and I read the same thing.
Yes.
Couple messages before we play a little fact or crap. So we know somebody says here for the 501. We know Christian doesn't smoke marijuana. That's for sure. I don't know why somebody would say that. Somebody said Baz would be more like the Colonel instead of Baz Luhrmann. I don't know.
Well, you're the Colonel, but you said the video some stuff. And again, you've got a lot of equipment at your house.
Someone says Kate has her own pool boy. I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means.
Absolutely.
Here's one probably that says. Sending the wife to luxury Conway store to bring a water sample to buy chemicals for the pool and donate to the charity fundraiser.
Wonderful. We appreciate it.
Very nice.
There's one. Justin does need to set up a stage next to the guitar-shaped pool like Dole Hargraves.
There you go.
We have a player for Factor Crap, by the way.
Okay, let's
have to. And then, Justin, you've got to get up here and go, I play cards.
And who's the dog here? What's the dog?
So we have nothing going on. So we got a puppy. His name is Cash.
This is Cash. Oh, okay, nice. Justin, check out their black lab. It's a puppy. What's his name? Cash.
Cash.
And how old is Cash?
January, February, March. Almost 4 months.
Beautiful dog. Beautiful dog.
That makes me think I just did the adipt, dodge, dodge when I did Johnny Cash twice.
Do you you still have your other lab too, right?
No.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, dog.
No, it's fine.
Way
now.
To go, back.
Thank you.
Beautiful dog.
He will be a hunting dog. So.
Damn it!
Let's,
I'm sorry.
All right, let's hit the open. Bring in our contestant there, Christian.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, who is our contestant there, Christian?
We got Jimbo on the line. Jimbo, you were wanting to play, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
damn.
All right, Jimbo, allow up. Boy, that's loud.
You got your window down?
Yeah, why is that so loud?
Your head out the blowing window? Into the mic. Are you blowing into your phone?
You're going to have to turn it down, I think.
You got your head out the plane?
Good Lord. Yeah, just potty down, I guess. That's yeah.
That's Roger.
I'm thinking it's an open-air aircraft.
All right, so here's the deal. Jimbo, let our Steve panel give you their opinion, whether it's fact or crap, and then you can give us your answer, okay?
You got it.
All right, here we go. Got to get two of the three right to win these tickets to go to Kansas in 38 Special. Martin Luther King was the first black person to be pictured on a U.S. postage stamp. Fact or crap? Roger Scott, fact or crap?
That is crap.
Andrea, fact or crap?
I'm going to say crap.
Jeremy?
Fact.
Justin Moore?
I'm going to agree that's crap. I think there was somebody before.
Christian?
Yeah, I would go crap on that as well.
All right, Jimbo. What you going to... Martin Luther King was the first black man pictured on a U.S. postage stamp.
You said black man.
Yeah, black person.
Black person, right?
Black person.
Either or.
Well, it can't be either or.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's either.
Are you saying the first person was a man
or a woman?
Is that what you're saying?
It's a man or a woman?
What is the answer? Are you going to go fact or crap, Jimbo?
Okay, all right. Jimbo,
I think it was George Washington Carver, so I'm going to say crap.
All right. Martin Luther King was the first black person to be pitched on a U.S. postage stamp. Is crap. You are correct.
Is it Booker T. Washington?
Booker T. Washington was the first black person in 1940.
Yeah.
To be pitcher on U.S. Postage Stamp. So you listen to everybody, and that was probably a good thing.
That's a good thing. Listen, I don't mean to screw. I know when you're doing a game, you don't want people jumping in and going, you messed up. Because I get that a lot.
And I don't know if we've used this question before. If we have, just then it's a slam dunk. Frederick Bauer is the inventor of Pringles. And before he died in 2008, his final request was to be cremated and buried in a Pringles can. Is that fact or crap, Roger Scott?
You have used that question before, and that is a fact.
Andrea, fact.
Then I'm going to have to go fact.
Jeremy, what do you think? You think that's really true? Justin Moore.
Agreed.
Christian.
Fact.
It's a sweep. Now, listen, just because they say it's right doesn't mean it's definitely, you know, for sure. They could be misleading you. Roger's an actor. He's a trained actor.
And your host of the game could also try to mislead
be misleading you. Yes.
Yes.
Jimbo, is it fact or crap?
Fact.
Frederick Barr is the inventor of Pringles, and before he died in 2008, his final request was to be cremated and buried in a Pringles can. Is? A fact.
Yeah.
His children fulfilled his request. It did happen.
That is so peculiar.
They're putting me in the corner.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
I just thought that's the way you do it.
That would be like you guys being cremated and buried in a microphone. in a guitar or something.
Maybe he's got a sense of humor and he made the kids a lot of money. Yeah, obviously he did. Probably, you know, multi-millions.
So was it his ashes put in a regular size one?
Well,
or was the coffin
No, I think it was the actual Pringles can, and the question was the other ones.
So they chopped him up?
Which
we hate that old bastard.
He wasn't a very big guy.
He left us nothing. Chop him up!
The other was the flavor. What flavor can?
It was just the original, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, when that first came out,
what
was the year that Pringles came? It had to be in the 70s, right, Roger?
I think so.
Early 80s. Yeah. It was a big deal.
Huge.
It was like, wow.
I still have some of my fridge for the kids.
You can tell us that, because we either got them in bags, big bags, or
giant
cans.
For the grand. I have some. I've got some of the original. I may have said fridge. For the grands. But then now they come in a little 8 or 12 pack of thing where you can snap it. I take for granted. But
it was a great invention at the time.
It's not broken.
Yeah, and then every chip is the exact same size.
Are you kidding me? A distinct flavor of those potatoes.
What did you say, Christian?
Pringles are not actually a chip. They cannot be classified as a chip.
Why is that?
Fake potato.
They're made from, I think they're made from like a paste or something instead of actually cut up potato.
Way to go, Christian.
Wow.
Way to bring us down. We had no idea.
You know, maybe you being so smart ain't so good.
I've determined he is way too smart for this show.
I'm going to sit back. Trade me back.
Going back to the minors.
Basil, I wanted to ask you a question since we were talking about him being buried in a Pringles can or cremated and put in a Pringles can. When you eventually go many, many years from now, are you going to have your trophies with you?
No, I will not. The big question is, now they might be at the, if there's a service, they might bring them out, you know.
I didn't know, but I mean, I know I'm supposed to bleach your computer.
The question is, where should I spread my ashes?
See, here's the thing. I think you put
Yeah, I think so.
A vat that can be either a painted or a trophy or something that your ashes are in flakes of some paint job.
Well, the other thought where if I did it like at War Memorial, there'd be a little machine that would come by and vacuum it up, you know, within like an hour or something.
I'm thinking PCB. Yeah.
to the beach.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Or oh, I'm thinking downtown where you dressed in a Batman costume.
And, broke a pipe.
That's right.
I have asked his parents and if anyone else is alive and if I happen to still be here when he's gone to give me 10 minutes with the body before they do anything.
Roger, are you being cremated or buried?
I hadn't thought about it. I actually did get something in the mail yesterday that it's trying to talk to us about, you know, doing
about your faith,
the burial plots and things like that. And so I don't know. My mother was cremated, and she just had a phobia about, you know, that body being there and yada yada yada. And so she's cremated. So her ashes are in the tomb with my father.
We have a lot of weird stuff in the studio. If Signal Media is still around by the time you pass, Baz, maybe we could just leave your ashes here in the studio, you know?
Oh, Acree would throw those out. Acree would
can you imagine an urn
in the studio? In the studio. It's a good conversation starter. Yeah. They're like,
it is.
It has 53 on it.
It would be. I don't think Justin would do that because chances are, if you were to pass, it's under mysterious way. And he'll be the first one the cops go to.
By the way, too, Justin, I just showed everybody the picture of your new little dog. And what was the name of your dog? It was Nola, right?
Nola, yeah. My wife is from south of New Orleans, so that's where we came up with that.
That's Justin's little buddy. Matter of fact, Justin has a seat for Nola at the at Wicked Sunday night. He just like Greg Atcher takes their dog, his dog, there everywhere. And so
she's going to be my new little bus dog.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. By the way, too, our buddy Steve Qual, speaking of Trip, he said, give me the contact person for the food pantry that they are involved in Russellville, and I will see if I can get Kobe, his son, who goes to Arkansas Tech, to do some philanthropy for them. So you guys are helping out two causes. Yeah. That one in the food pantry there, and here you're helping.
Main Street Mission in Russellville and then New Life Church in Greenbrier, their food pantry.
Yeah, match it up to $5,000. So anybody wants to give some money, it could be $5, $10, $100, $500. You guys will match it.
And anything you do, you're in a drawing for the big green egg.
Yeah, like you said, how you guys stand to be? You're giving away $50,000.
Again, I don't know what's going on out here.
My grandfather used to work for Nabisco, and when he passed, he was cremated and put in an old tin Nabisco cracker can.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
How about that?
All right. We'll come back. Hey, this is our last visit with Melinda Mayo as a Channel 7 employee after 39 years. So don't go away. It's 8:28 here on Morning Mayhem. Loving a good riding man.
He likes the bright lights and nightlife. Good time frame.
Chevy Retail Group presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainrider and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball assistant Chuck Martin is leaving the Razorbacks to become associate head coach at North Carolina under Mike Malone. The two worked together at Manhattan in the late 90s. Along with being an assistant coach at Arkansas, he served as their recruiting coordinator. The Arkansas Travelers fell in their day game yesterday to the Wichita Wind Surge 2-1. They'll play again tonight at Dickie Stevens Park. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. And the Masters started this morning and will run through Sunday. There are many ways to watch the action today. Coverage will be on the Golf Channel until 3 p.m. The Masters app will have coverage from 1 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Prime Video will have a broadcast from 1 to 3. And ESPN's coverage will go from 3 until 7:30 tonight. Stay tuned to The Buzz for updates throughout the day as well. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Sunny through the morning hours, then mostly sunny this afternoon and warm up to 82 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 57. Our Friday, it'll be a partly cloudy day, a 10% chance of a shower and thunderstorm and a high of 83. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Thursday on Out of Bounds, we'll be keeping an eye on the Masters Round 1 underway Thursday morning. Plus, we got Richard Davenport talking recruiting, Razorback football, and basketball with the portal open. And we'll hear from Mark the Magician, get some picks from down in Oaklawn. And we're talking Little Rock Trojans baseball. All that and a whole lot more coming up Thursday on Out of Bounds.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you, with state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons. It's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS OrthoNow is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Roger Scott here. You guys know how much I love the great outdoors. I mean, I am the naked gardener after all, and there's nothing that I love more than my very own lawn and being outside. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. However, a monthly mosquito barrier from my friends at Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those skeeters away, which keeps my deck party going. Call them today at 315-9395 or on the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
Man, that's so good. De Niro, Taxi Driver, 1976.
Again, unreal. I mean,
great music here. This is Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood, yeah.
Fleetwood Mac, rather. I'm sorry. All from 1976. That's when Luxury Pool and Spa opened 50 years ago in Russellville by the Lawson family. That's where we're hanging out. It's time to, fellas, for the last time, from Channel 7. We'll be going to a different location to talk with Melinda going forward. But today, it's Channel 7. Let's bring her in there, Christian.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, guys. You know what? Time's ticking.
Time's ticking.
Well, that's right.
Time's ticking.
We got a lot to talk about, and it's been an incredible week so far for you with one more day to go. Let's knock out the weather first things first, Melinda. It looks like it's going to be nice for the next few days, warming up, and can't ask for much better than what we've had the last few days.
I tell you, where are the April showers and the April thunderstorms that we usually get? I think the man above gave me this quiet, beautiful weather week, so I didn't have to worry about tornadoes or anything else.
Yes.
So I could just take my time and say goodbye. But yeah, I mean, it's just been so beautiful, and it's been low humidity, so even if we get a disturbance, it doesn't have any moisture to create anything. So we're going to continue with this tomorrow. Saturday, pretty good too. Sunday, we start to get some clouds in here, and you're going to notice it getting a little warmer, a little bit more humid. And by Sunday night, probably as we're going to bed, and I may stay up late Sunday night, I don't know. But as we're headed off to bed Sunday night, that will be the first round of rain. And next week, it kind of looks off and on like we're going to get into a different pattern where we're going to see some rain chance every day. And I would say right now, kind of circling Wednesday for the best chance of maybe a few stronger storms.
Are we done with cold weather?
I think we're done with cold weather. Now, it was in the 40s Monday morning and Tuesday morning. This morning it's down in the 50s. But it's kind of hard to get back to the 40s once you hit mid-April. So I'd say we're done with those now.
Well, Melinda, it's been quite the week. Roger, we were talking earlier. I can't recall a send-off like this. And of course, everybody's gotten better at doing send-offs. And you've been in the business 39 years. Nobody, we've already thrown it out there, no woman has ever done Arkansas TV longer. You beat Beth Ward by 2 years with 39 years. Nobody, you were the first to be a female meteorologist certified in this market. And nobody's done morning TV, man or female.
Oh,
or
that's so awesome.
Than you. And so, but this whole week, you had the governor come by Monday live in studio. We sent you a little message the other day. I mean, what's it been like this week?
I tell you, I'm getting sick of myself this week, so I can only imagine. I can only imagine what everybody's saying. Enough already, but it's just been incredible.
Well, nobody here saying that.
I've had people say, give us plenty of time so we can give you a proper send-off. But I thought the last day, I had no idea that it would be this, that the lady governor, I almost called her that because I'm so used to you guys, came in and brought us cookies. And then the day after that, it was Pine Bluff Mayor Vivian Flowers, my hometown mayor, who proclaimed tomorrow Melinda Mayo Day in Pine Bluff. And then Mayor Frank Scott was proclaiming yesterday Melinda Mayo Day in Little Rock. So I got days all over the place, and I'm so grateful.
It's pretty well deserved, awesome. Melinda. And I was mentioning to Basil, may I call you Basil?
Yes.
I was mentioning to him that, even most people leave unceremoniously because they've taken another gig or they've gone away and they've gone to different markets and this and that. But by virtue of you being in the market and for 39 years, just shy of 40 years, you're a unicorn because even with Ned, I don't remember any of this going
Mount
on
Rushmore.
Like this. And no disrespect to Ned, but I don't know if he wasn't here. I don't even know if he's an Arkansas boy. Was he?
No.
So all of those things.
Yeah.
It's well deserved for you being in your profession and doing what you're doing. Aside from being the first female to do this and being a meteorologist and doing all that, to have the stay in power and do all that and to work through so many different teams that you've done so well, it's outstanding. So congratulations and well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you for your shout out. So we had to mention that was at SoCo, right?
Yes.
You guys, and I was like, why does it look like they're in a really fancy laundry room? And we said, I think that's SoCo. So thank you for that.
We were in front of that jeans. Those finely folded jeans display. Yes.
Melinda, to piggyback off of what Rod just talked about, all your accolades and 39 years and all of the things that he mentioned, who was your biggest influence in your career? Was it Ned or was it somebody else prior to? I'm just curious.
Yeah, probably coming into weather, I would say Ned was my mentor because Ned came into the business before it was so sciencey, so technical, right? He came into the business when it was like show business, right? So he taught me, don't take
yourself
seriously.
And he reminds me of Anchorman, Ron Burgundy.
Yes, that is him.
I loved him. I mean that in a good way, not a bad way.
Absolutely, in all the good ways. So he really taught me, you know what? they're not going to remember if you said it's going to be 75 or 85. They're going to remember if you smiled, if you were pleasant, if you were funny when it was appropriate, if they enjoyed watching you. And so that's kind of what I've always gone with. Yeah. Good looking, all of those things. Yeah, he's going to be at my little get-together tomorrow night if you guys can come.
Well, you know what? I'm so disappointed because I'm emceeing the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, so or I would be there, Melinda. I was going to ask, you know, tomorrow is the last day. Odds are if we went to the Oakland Sports App powered by FanDuel and looked at the odds of you crying tomorrow, what are the odds are that's going to happen tomorrow during the show?
Oh, you know, the only time I've really gotten a little emotional, you were there. It's probably because you were there. You guys were taping that little thing with Austin. And
yes.
I thought, you know what? This is a Daybreak promo, and I'm the main part of it. I'm not in it for the first time. And that got me just a little bit. Yeah. Now, Ryan and Stacey have cried the whole week. So they're doing the crying for me. Ryan and I just taped our last line dance 20 minutes ago that will go online tomorrow, and it's kind of special. And I look over at him, and we're line dancing, and he's tearing up. And I'm like, Ryan, come on. So I'm not a big crier. I'm going to say only a 30% chance that
okay.
I cry.
Okay. Well, the other thing I wanted to bring up, Belinda, I don't know why. I've had a lot more people because I guess it's been put out about what you're going through with your health. And I know, is it today? When is that story going out that I know I've seen it teased with Beth about what you're going on with your voice? When's that going to come out?
Sure. It actually ran yesterday at 5 o'clock. It ran this morning on Daybreak. So we're going to post that. It's on our website now. It's on our Facebook page now. And I'm so thankful to Beth. I mean, what a great friend she's been for so long. That she went and talked to both my ENT doctor, my neurologist, and my speech therapist. Just to kind of, you know, get this out in the open to let other people know, hey, when something doesn't seem just right, you know it, but nobody else says anything's going on, go check it out because you never know, right? And also just to talk about MS, I think there's 6,000 Arkansans living with it. Probably some people you know, but you don't know that they're dealing with it. And so just to kind of bring awareness out, I just wanted to do that.
Yeah, because I don't know, to be honest with you, thinking back, when you first brought this up, probably, golly, 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months ago, I can't remember, you didn't mention what was going on. You said you're getting it checked out. So I don't know if we've really ever addressed it specifically. Yeah. Now,
did you know it then, Melinda, and just keep it even from us? No, and it's okay. I mean, did you know then when the first mention of your voice, because people were even mentioning it on the show and that sort of thing, did you know then?
Right. No, I didn't. Now, my mother had sort of these tremors in her voice, and so my doctors actually to this day are not sure if this is one thing or two separate things. Is my voice having these tremors, and then did that lead me into checking out further what is a mild case of multiple sclerosis? So to this day, they're not sure if one necessarily has to do with the other. It seems like a strange coincidence, I know, but no, I pretty much kept you guys. I think I told you guys before I told anybody else.
Yeah.
So there you go. So it was about two years ago we knew the voice was doing this. It was about 6 months ago we knew about MS.
Oh, 2 years? I didn't realize it'd been 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, go ahead, Justin.
I was just going to say, Melinda, and if you. Feel free not to answer this if it's too personal. I apologize. I'm just curious. Did that result in you retiring at this point, or have anything to do with it?
I would say it put me over the top in deciding now was the time. So I've thought about it for the past 2 or 3 years. That I thought my time was winding down as far as getting up every morning at 3 a.m. and doing that kind of work. I'd kind of scaled back my hours already. So every year I was making the decision of whether I was going to stay another year or not. And then when all this came to, and one of the main things you have to do for MS is get good sleep. Because
good sleep.
Your brain needs that good sleep at night.
And when they
Yeah. When they told me that, I said, you know what? That's my decision. That makes That's my right. decision for me.
Very good. Because you're definitely not getting normal sleep, and you haven't for a long, long time. We're the same way. Yours is even worse because you're getting up even earlier.
Yeah, and shame on people like myself who think, dadgummit, why didn't you go for 40? Now I know why.
Melinda, for
health reasons.
Yes. Melinda's alarm goes off when I go to bed.
We know.
Melinda, the sort of last thing before we get to let you thank your sponsor, Wicked. We're talking about Wicked. You're going to see Wicked today. You're going backstage. The Morning Mayhem crew, along with Greg and Lee Hatcher, we're going Sunday night. But you've been invited backstage. Are you going to be in the play? Are they going to give you a character to play?
I'm not going to be in the musical at any point. However, I've been invited backstage today to go up in Glenda's bubble.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
I'm getting the bubble, which goes up pretty high, and apparently they strap you in, like with safety harnesses and the whole thing. So this is something they do usually for one member of the media before their matinee, which will be today at 1. So I'm going in, and I get to go up in the bubble and just see what that is like. Now, I saw the Broadway play before the movies were ever even thought of. I've seen it 3 times. But I'm really curious how you guys are going to feel having already seen the movies and then seen the Broadway play. It's going to be interesting to hear your take on it.
For sure.
I saw the play a few times before the movie as well, so I'm curious to see what they think.
It's just me and Roger. Has Sam seen it before? Has seen the play? So it's just me and Roger, the only ones
that
have not seen the play. Everybody else has seen it except for us. Yeah, so we're excited about doing that.
Yeah, we're getting so dressed up.
Melinda, so now that you don't have to go into the station, you're still going to commit to doing our deal with you every Thursday at 8:30.
Sanders,
Ground Essentials. Could we see you sometimes in studio with us now that you're not having to work at Channel 7? Would you occasionally come by and hang out with us at the studio?
Can I wear a baseball cap and no makeup?
Absolutely. Dang straight you can.
And if I may,
Roger does that every day.
Listen, here's the thing. On your way in from Pine Bluff, swing through Poet and pick up our boy.
Exactly.
Bring him to come.
Through.
Well, you got to cut through.
She's not in Pine Bluff, too. She's in Little Rock.
So I didn't know that. I don't know why I thought you lived. That's ridiculous. I didn't know that. For some reason, isn't that why?
I thought you were getting up. Well, she's from Pine Bluff.
So. You know what? I just put you with Pine Bluff so much. Even when we were talking with Michael Marion yesterday about his one person, if he could have come back, your Corliss Elvis, and he was born in Tupelo, where Elvis was. And I think I mentioned, didn't you say you went to see Elvis when he was in Pine Bluff?
I did. I saw Elvis Presley in concert.
Wow.
1976. I mean, can you believe it, Baz? I saw him. I was 12 years old.
Crazy.
It was such a big deal. He played 76. He played 2 nights back-to-back, went back to Memphis in between. They drove the limo right into, like, these big garage doors that went
Pine
into
Bluff
the convention
center.
Pine Bluff Convention Center.
Wow.
Just opened it, so that was, like, the big get to get Elvis to really be the opener of the convention center. The ticket, this was outrageous at the time. The tickets to see Elvis Presley cost $12.
Oh yeah, Michael Marion mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what?
And now tickets are like $212.
That's crazy. Costs that much if people want to go see Elvis's jacket.
Melinda, Elvis knew who that little girl out there.
He knew
what that
he
little girl
right
could become. He did look right at her.
I see you, little girl.
All right.
He had an eye for younger girls.
Make sure this is your last time thanking Sanders as a Channel 7 employee. So please do that. We'll let you go and close it out for today.
Well, I'm so thankful to them as well as everything that's going on right now. Thankful that Sanders said, hey, let's sponsor her. And, my lawn is the best in the neighborhood. by far, it will be the best in your neighborhood if you give them a call. And I'm so thankful to Kyle and Kent for everything they've done. So it's 315-9395, standardsground.com. You can do it all on the website. Get that free estimate. It's not too late this spring to get them on your team, to get them out there and take care of it. And I heard, now that I can travel, I heard we're going to go to Augusta next year, right, Pat?
Yes, that's exactly
Come
right.
Come on, Linda.
Top dog.
Come
top
on,
dog.
Linda.
That would
go.
Be awesome. That
Let's
would
go.
Be awesome.
Hey, yeah, and one last addendum to what you just said about Sanders. You just gave me an idea. My lawn is no longer the best in my neighborhood, because there's another six or seven other neighbors that I have in my neighborhood that have Sanders, so it's all a tie, you know, with everybody.
Nice. How about,
listen, absolutely.
All right, Melinda, have a great rest of the day. Enjoy
okay.
Wicked, and one more day tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week. Congratulations.
Thanks, Melinda.
Thank you, guys. Let's get this baseball team going. Got to talk
yes.
about that next week. All right.
Exactly.
Love
all right,
guys.
Thanks, Melinda. All right, we'll come back. We're running a little behind. We'll take a break and come back here live at Leisure Point Spa.
I don't even want to say
Yeah, she said, see, 30%. She ain't crying. I'm ready to sleep in. All right, Justin Moore's power just went off, so we'll take a break, come back. Go,
he did right. something. He did something.
This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits. And over the last 122 years, they've grown to six states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
It's the 50th anniversary customer appreciation sale Saturday, April 11th through Friday, April 17th at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. Save 20 to 50% off store-wide and register to win $50,000 in giveaways, including a fantasy hot tub, salt system, pool heater, big green egg, and more. Special pricing on Caldera hot tubs and all Pollywood furniture. It's the Luxury Pool & Spa 50th anniversary sale April 11th through the 17th and save up to 50% off store-wide. Pullarkansas.com.
Hi, it's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. Listen to this. We're making deals right now like it's the last day of the month. We've got 2026 model Rams with up to $14,000 off. That's real money and that's real savings. Want a heavy-duty truck? Up to $10,000 off all the 2500s. These are factory incentives we cannot hold forever. Looking for something smaller? Compass, four-wheel drives, up to $7,000 off. And here's the big one, Wranglers, up to $9,000 off. The deals are incredible right now. We're paying over Kelley Blue Book for all trade-ins. We still need them. Bring yours in. Don't worry about your credit. Go to FletcherCredit.com and get pre-approved in minutes. We make it easy to buy. No pressure, no games. At Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. Shop us before you buy anywhere else. Visit us at Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Your deal is waiting. Let's make it happen today.
At the Little Rock Athletic Club, you could do a different exercise every day of 2026 and never do the same one twice. They've got that much variety. And right now, you get 30% off the joining fee. The Little Rock Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
He's Donald Trump's number one enemy in Congress, Chicago politician Dick Durbin. Now, Durbin has a new scheme. He's doing the dirty work to benefit corporate megastores. Durbin's bill could cut corners on your credit card security, putting your personal data at risk. Big chain retailers and warehouse stores want to inflate their profits, and liberal Dick Durbin would help them do it. Tell senators,
Say no to the megastores and Dick Durbin. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Floyd Seafood on Keel Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Yeah!
Love Machine. 1976?
Everything's 76,
everything's
baby.
76. Glad you're with us. Been a fun show here at Luxury Pool and Spa. 50th anniversary.
Is it back?
Justin, are you there?
Jim, are you there? There you go. Good job.
What is it, power surge?
Yeah, 50th anniversary. Justin, we got to talk, too.
My fire went out.
So, yeah. I saw that happened.
That was weird.
Yeah. I saw a list of the top 40 transfer portal players. Ranked top 40 at the ESPN. Was DJ Wagner or Carter Knox?
Basketball?
Basketball, I'm sorry, yeah. Was Carter Knox or DJ Wagner in the top 40? Go, Justin and Christian.
No.
I would say both.
No.
Neither were in.
Neither, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Now, the guy from Georgia, Roger, that we can't pronounce his name, was in there. Did Christian can't. Christian, who was he?
Hold on. Christian, I'll let you pronounce it correctly. But Randy.
How did Randy say it? Say it again.
Double. I texted you guys this the other day.
Yeah.
But Randy said, "Somoto cereal."
So good. Forever known.
I love him so much.
It's a lot of letters. It's a lot of letters.
Now, go ahead, Christian, and pronounce it
surreal.
Properly.
Where was he on the list, Baz?
I think he was. Let's look. Yeah, I'll pull it real quick.
I think it was
top 10, top 15. Yeah. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Say his name again.
Somto Surreal.
Somto Serious.
There was another center that entered last night from Arizona State. His name is Moore Masamba Diop, and he is good.
Jeez. Oh, God.
He may be the best player in the portal now.
Randy may be jailed if we ask him to pronounce that.
34 out of the 40. So he's not ranked as high. Yeah, 6'11", sophomore. I tell you. Everybody's getting this. Yeah, half the darn people that are playing basketball are in the transfer portal. I think it's 42% of every player.
Yesterday, yeah.
Is that not crazy?
Not so
bad. Half of everybody's leaving.
The nutso's and the buttons.
It's all about money, I guess. All right, don't go away. We'll be back for more Luxury Pool and Spa talk. And also, too, we'll check in the Masters. See who's leaving the Masters, Chris. Let us know when you come back if you don't mind.
Cereal. Get me that on the button bar.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver with a question for you. Does pain in your back, knees, elbows, or other joints have you saying no to doing the things you love? No golf, no pickleball, no basketball, no long walks? That's what chronic joint pain does. It starts deciding your life for you. You know what I'm talking about? Crippling joint pain that dictates your day and steals your independence. Too many people like you are told to live with it, rely on